My little buddy asked me if I could make an audio on making mistakes. I think he was talking about general mistakes and how we all mess up and we all do things that we don't mean to do. It may look like we mean to do it, but it doesn't mean that we meant to do it. But usually those things are done or they happen because we're being stupid. You know, it's, or we're being careless, not stupid, but we're being careless. You know, if, it's usually what it is if you make a mistake, especially if it directly affects somebody else, and that other person is mad at you for your mistake, and you can't figure out why, you've got to understand from their point of view, you are being careless. You know, you may not have purposely did it, but you're being careless in the fact that you didn't think it through. I've done it. Everybody's done it. Everybody will do it. You'll continue to do it. You'll always do it, and people will continue to always be mad at you for doing it. But nobody's perfect. And that person that's mad at you does the same thing, makes mistakes, and it affects other people too. Everybody does it. Nobody's perfect. But what you gotta do when it comes to mistakes is you gotta do your best. I've told him and I've told many others that that's all life is a bunch of mistakes and we have to learn from them. That's our life experience. But you have to do your best, your very best, not to create mistakes that could have been avoided. Like, if you're about to do something and something inside you is saying, this might not be a good idea, that's your gut. That's your intuition. That's that gut feeling telling you, eh, that's what you need to listen to in life. You know, your gut will work out for your own personal safety, but it'll also work out for the well-being of others. So usually when my mind is saying, yeah, this isn't a good idea, I have to, sometimes I directly listen to it and stop what I'm doing, or I sit and I think about it, and I think of the repercussions of what may happen, the cause and the effect. I know that it's hard to sit, go through your life thinking about every single decision you're going to make. It's quite actually impossible to do that. But when it comes to something that may affect another person, you have to. It's your responsibility as a human being to do your very best to think about it and come up with the right answer, because it's not how it's going to help you in the short term or even the long term, but it's how it may affect somebody else. So let's say you were to touch something or mess around with something that you're just messing around with it and you're thinking, well, it's no harm, blah, blah, blah. I just want to see how it works. And then you break it. Now, I'll think of this as like when I was a little kid. So if I saw something with my father as a tool or something and I wanted to know how it would work, I would take it apart. I was always that kid who would take things apart to see how they work. Problem was, I wasn't always that kid that knew how to put them back together. So I would take one of my father's drills or something and take it apart and see how the mechanism works, but then not put it back together, and my father had to go to work the next day with that drill. And now he has no drill. Because I didn't think it through. I said, my dad would think it would be cool if I want to investigate how these things work. Maybe he would. But he was more mad because I didn't put it back together. And so I cost my father money. You know, I cost him money. And not that the money thing is the important part of it, but my father would either have to go borrow another drill or go buy another drill or somehow try to put that drill back together. And then the time that he loses from doing all that, he's losing money on the job, which comes back to, you guessed it, me. Because I don't make any money. I'm a little kid. And I took apart this drill and I couldn't get it back together. And now my father's losing money because of my little thing that I thought would be cool to check out. It's a circle of life thing. You have to understand that whatever you do is going to have some kind of repercussion, some kind of effect. Every single thing we do in this planet, on this world, is cause and effect. If I move forward, that means the person in front of me has to move forward. It's all cause and effect. If you go against that, if I move forward and the person in front of me decides to move backwards, chaos. You have to remember that everything is cause and effect. So even mistakes, you're not going to be able to avoid them. But there are mistakes, and then there are silly, dumbass mistakes. Silly, dumbass mistakes are, like I said, they're careless. They're stupid in some ways. I've made plenty of them. I'll continue to make them. And so will anybody listening to this audio. But the best you can do is try to think it out. Try to use your intuition. Usually these kind of mistakes are snap to decisions. Like, you don't even have time to think about it. You're just like, oh, I'm going to try this and see what happens. And I've done it with all my automobiles. I've done it with all my relationships. I've done it with my computers. I've done it with my video games. I've done all these things. I've just said, oh, I'm going to try this. And then it breaks. Well, guess what? When it breaks, as an adult, you can't go to your mother or your father or to your neighbors or anybody else and be like, hey, can you pay for this? No, you got to pay for it. So that's why it's very wise as an adult to always seek professional help. I know a lot of people that think they're DIYs and they think they can do it themselves and all that, and they always end up messing it up. I give them credit for trying. They have motivation and they're inquisitive. But I do find a lot of the people that I deal with clients that I deal with are like that. They're like, oh, I tried doing it myself. And they take a $100 blunder and they transform it into a $5,000 blunder because they tried doing it themselves. So you have to think these things through. I'm more or less, this message is going directly to one person. But you have to understand that if you do something, even if you did it by mistake and you didn't purposely mean to do it, if it has an effect on somebody else, you can't be mad or upset with them for being mad or upset with you. It's your fault. If you do something and, yeah, say you do something and you break it and now you don't have it anymore, then yes, it affects you. But if it's something that you need and you have to have and you've now destroyed it even by mistake, but you don't have to buy the new one, somebody else has to buy it for you because that's their responsibility as the adult and you're the child, you can't be mad at them for being upset with you, because you probably know that in the very beginning, you shouldn't have even went near it. You should have just let it be. Don't tinker with things that you don't know how to tinker with. It's basically the message. And I hope you understand it, buddy. Because like I said, later on in life, it's not going to be mom there to buy you a new one. It's going to be up to you to buy you a new one. And one day you'll be working on something and it could be a truck or something like that. And you'll say, oh yeah, I know how to do this. And you'll flick that and then boom, next thing you know, your alternator's dead and you're paying $500-$600 because of that one little... It's good to be inquisitive. It's good to be curious. But if you don't know firsthand what you're doing, it's better to either ask the opinion or advice of somebody that does, or hire somebody that does. That's what makes the world go around. The world goes around by hiring other people to do what they're good at. So, I am not an electrician. I would hire an electrician. I'm not an automotive guy. So I go and see my automotive guy. If I have a computer problem, a phone problem, or anything like that, thankfully I've been blessed with the know-how to do all that stuff. Coding and all that. But when it comes down to making these little decisions for things like this, you have to think it through. Again, like I said earlier, you can't think through every single decision. Like, oh, should I breathe right now? Obviously. Thankfully, whatever created all this made it possible that we don't even know we're breathing and all that stuff is done for us. It's a miracle. If I had to think about how to breathe and everything all day, that would be rough. But you're going to have to think things through, but sometimes you have to think them through quickly. But if you, say you take your hand and by impulse, you move your hand to the right too fast and all of a sudden you knock a vase off of a shelf and it falls on the ground and somebody comes running in the room and yelling and screaming at you. It was an honest mistake. I didn't mean to break the vase. You know, I can understand why you're upset and I'll do my best to help you recover the cost of it or fix it or whatever. That's different. But if you purposely are tinkering with something, like if I was purposely kind of touching that vase, just kept on tapping it with my finger, that's my responsibility. And I've done that. I've done things like that. And so has anybody else ever listening to this. You've pushed things just tapping on it harmlessly, not thinking anything happened. And then boom, then you know it tips over. You know, it's almost like the devil in us. Like, we know we shouldn't be tapping this vase, but I'm just so bored, I'm going to tap this vase. And you tap it and eventually it falls over and you can't be mad at the person that gets mad about it. But there's a decision in that. There's the tapping or you just moved your arm. And you moved your arm, you knocked it over. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're upset. Please calm down. I didn't mean to do it. And then they're upset at you because you were tapping it and it fell over. Okay, that's your fault. You can't sit there and argue about it. That's your fault. You should have never been tapping it. And that's all it breaks down to. You're not going to be able to think about every single decision you make. But if it is a decision that, if it is something that has to do with with either money or somebody else's, it will directly affect somebody else or their money, you have to think about it. That's your responsibility as a human being. It's your responsibility as an adult or a child. Everything costs money. And so this is for my young listeners. You have to think about these things. Because mom and dad, it's never been this way. It wasn't this way when we were kids. It wasn't this way when our parents were kids. Money doesn't come easy. Your parents are most likely working their ass off for whatever money they've got. And things are tight right now. They've been tight. And they're going to keep getting tighter. There's not like you hear old people talking about inflation like it's going to go down. Prices aren't going to drop. They're just going to keep going up, unfortunately. So every time you do something and it directly affects that other person in your life, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, but you have to understand that if you break something because you were messing around with something you shouldn't have been messing around with, and then that person has to go out and get you another one, that money that is spent on that new thing is money taken away from something else. Rent, car payments, food, television, internet, cell phones. So every time you do something that you think is minor, but it costs money, even if it's only $3, man, that $3 could have been meant for something else. You have to think about these things. Man, I broke so much stuff as a kid. but you have to think about it. I wish somebody told me this when I was a kid, because I definitely broke a few things and definitely all throughout my life. That's why I got to a certain point in my age, in my life, that I was just like, nope, I'm not a mechanic. It goes to the mechanic. I have friends tell me all the time, oh, you can do your own oil change, man. Save yourself $50. Nope, I'm not a mechanic. I don't care how easy it is. I'd rather pay somebody else to do it. It's just the way it is. So many friends that I know have tried doing their own thing. Like, oh, yeah, I need an addition to my house. I'm going to put an addition on my house. They build it. It falls apart 2 years later. Their roof comes off, everything. So hire the professionals. And if you don't have the money to do it, then don't tinker with it. Don't meddle with it. Don't worry about it. We're all going to make mistakes. But there are certain mistakes that you can avoid just by using a little common sense. It's as simple as that. We all have common sense, just like we all have intuition. Our intuition basically is our common sense. Our intuition is the thing, that little voice or that feeling that you get inside that's like, I don't know if this is a good idea. I think we should think about this. It's there. Sometimes you can't hear it. Sometimes you push it down so deep that you don't want to hear it. And I did that for a long time in my life. But it's there. And you just ask yourself. You can ask. A lot of people will ask God. They'll say, God, can you help me with this decision? If you don't believe in God, or if you don't believe in God the same way other people do, you can ask whatever it is that you believe in to help you with that decision. Because ultimately, that will be God. Help me with this decision. And that voice inside of you will come out. But you got to listen to that little voice. Don't mess with things you don't know about. I love you all. Walk in light. And don't touch it if you don't know how to do it.